Joining me now is the leader of the New South Wales Opposition, Mark Speakman, who's on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. And yourself?
Well, thank you.
Look, just firstly, it was a previous coalition government under Mike Baird back in 2017 that tried to get rid of greyhound racing in New South Wales completely and backflipped on that one. What's your attitude toward the greyhound racing industry in New South Wales, Mark?
Well, it's an important industry. It supports thousands of jobs, so we want to see it continue and flourish, but it has to meet appropriate animal welfare standards. And some of the allegations that have come out of the bits of the report that were released are very concerning, and we welcome the government's decision to have an independent inquiry. I think the best solution is transparency. Sunlight is the best disinfectant, and we have to get to the bottom of this and make sure that there's animal welfare is not ignored and is always upheld, and the wrongdoers are stamped out of the industry.
Right. And look, Chris Minns, the Premier, has said they don't want to get rid of the greyhound racing industry, and you're in lockstep with that. You think it deserves to stay?
Look, it's an important industry. It's important in regional communities where we want it to stay, but the sorts of practices we've seen in the bits of the report that were released are completely unacceptable if they're true, and that's why we need an independent inquiry to get to the bottom of it.
Mark Speakman is my guest, New South Wales opposition leader. Look, you've come out quite strongly about these cuts that are being made by the Minns government to service New South Wales. And I get a lot of calls and a lot of emails from people who are very happy with the retail outlets for Service New South Wales. Now, they're a bit of a one-stop shop, which certainly makes things easier for things like licences and renewals, and et cetera, et cetera. But you're worried about these cuts to frontline staff at Service New South Wales, Mark?
Well, we think it's going to lead to a deterioration in service. The government has announced, perhaps more accurately, it's been leaked, and the government doesn't deny it, that there are $110 million worth of cuts every year. From now on, they're talking about 225 frontline jobs. The math doesn't seem to quite add up. If you divide $110 million by 225, that comes to over $450,000 per job. I doubt that Service New South Wales people were being paid that, so maybe there are far more job cuts on the way. So the government has to come clean on what it's proposing. But its own leaked documents show that call centre response times could double, and 10% of people ringing up a Service New South Wales call line could be waiting for 25 minutes or more to get their phone answered. Their own documents say they're going to be slower response times to people who are looking for assistance in natural disasters. The relief is going to be slower to provide. So this is a cut in service to Service New South Wales, and it looks like it's going to rip service out of Service New South Wales. And I'd like to think one of the transformations we made when we were in government was not just to physical infrastructure, record investments in schools and hospitals and roads and so on, but just turning around the attitude of government to citizens, having citizens at the centre of government and having a service ethos throughout. And that's what you've got with Service New South Wales, not the bad old days where you turn up at the RTA, take a ticket out of a machine, wait for half an hour, you might have to set aside the whole morning just to get your driving licence renewed. That's all changed. We've turned that on its head, and we don't want to lose that.
All right. You're suggesting these staff cuts are going to impact us all through reduced services, et cetera.
Well, that's not me speculating. That's out of their own documents that have been leaked. Hmm. They're talking about a doubling of response times on the phone and up to 10% of people having to wait up to 25 minutes for a phone call to be answered. That's unacceptable in the 21st century.
Yeah, here I'll go along with you on that one. What about the frontline staff at Service New South Wales outlets? Are they cutting staff there as well, Mark?
Well, that's unclear, but as I said before, the dollar figure is 110 or close to 110 million. The job cuts that are in the documents are 225. The maths just don't add up unless people are on $450,000 a year. So we fear there are even more job cuts than they're talking about.
Hmm. Look, it wasn't that long ago. In fact, it was only, a week or so ago, you were having dramas with your coalition partners, the Nationals. People were talking about splitting from the Nationals. That's all settled down. It's now all hunky-dory in the coalition.
Families have skirmishes from time to time. Look, we're one big family, and we've got a common opponent, Labor. Our job is to hold that government to account. They have slashed cost of living support. In the latest budget, they've cut health, education, police, and now it's been revealed they've cut Service New South Wales as well. So we've got a big job to keep that government to account and offer an attractive alternative to voters in 2027.
Rupert Murdoch, in an interview on Sky News, has come out and been highly critical of former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, called him nuts and paranoid. And there are reports that senior New South Wales Liberals are pushing for the former Liberal Prime Minister to be expelled from the party. Would you like to comment on that, Mark?
Well, look, that's a matter for the state party. My job is to look after the parliamentarians. That's for the state organisation to consider. But I will say this. Malcolm made some comments about Peter Dutton. What he described is not the Peter Dutton I know. Privately, Peter Dutton is a very humble, decent person. I think he's a very strong leader, and we need him to in Australia. The Albanese government is hopeless. We need strong Liberal National Coalition in Canberra, and I'm supporting Peter Dutton.
And any further news on Dominic Perrottet? There are suggestions he'll be resigning from politics, with reports that he's secured a job in the private sector. Is he shortly to depart the New South Wales political scene?
Oh, look, people speculate about everyone all the time. I'm not going to add to that speculation. He was a great premier. I think it was unfortunate he was sort of cut down in his stride. I think he had the potential to be one of our greatest premiers. But he'll make his own decisions in the appropriate time and let us know what's happening.
A lot of discussion over the last couple of days about retail trading on Anzac Day. The Minns government has now said, OK, up until 1 o'clock in previous years, it's been outlawed, but it will now be the whole day. Many people have objected to that, and they've said there's a bit of a double standard. You can go to the pub and have a few beers and blow a bit of money on two up or the pokies, but you can't go and buy a tin of baked beans. You think it's right that retail trading should be outlawed until midnight on Anzac Day?
Look, this is one thing where we do agree with the government. We do think their call is right. It's appropriate that large supermarkets are closed to give as many people the opportunity to honour our diggers and to be able to commemorate Anzac Day. I don't think there's a double standard there, because going to the pub and playing two up, it's part of the Anzac tradition, and I think that the difference in treatment recognises that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think most people are in lockstep with you on that one. And obviously, you're going for a New South Wales victory in the State of Origin decider next Wednesday, Mark.
Well, the prospects are much better than they usually are, so yes. Fingers crossed.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time this morning, and have a good weekend, Mark.
Thanks for having me on your program, Richard.
It's a pleasure. Anytime. Mark Speakman, New South Wales opposition leader, on a Friday morning with Richard King. It's almost 14 to 7.